Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Mordechai Linzer. Meseches Me'ilah is dedicated anonymously in honor of Rabbi and Mrs. Yaakov Metz.
Me'ilah Dav David. Welcome back, everyone. Before we get to Dav David, we have to finish up Dav Gimel and Beis. It's all part of one sugya. That the Gemara asked, Rav Papa asked and Rav Gidol from Kiddush HaLechem. We see that Shechita HaSatoidah is Mekadosh the Lechem. So we see that Avodas Pigul work in the Karba. Should also work in Gabi Me'ila. We saw different explanations yesterday and what exactly the question was. But that's the klal, that if it works but for Kiddush HaLechem, it also should work for Me'ila. And that Rabbi Abba came with an answer, Bizrika. With Zrika or without Zrika. Very not clear, what is that teretz? So there's two mahalchim here. Rashi and Tesis had to learn the teretz of Rabbi Abba, and they may have to learn Kol Hem Shechav the Gemara. Rashi and different Masel, Dav Gimel and Beis, different Masel, Amrlei Bizrika, and also Rabbeinu Gershom. You learn that what Rav Abba means to say is that Rav Gidol is talking about when Mefagel also Bishas Zrika. Then it's a pigol gomer. And it doesn't work for it to be Mekadosh things. But the Mishnah Menachas is talking about your Mefagel only in the Shechita. And you're not Mefagel afterwards. So then it's a pigol she'enoi gomer. And then it works for Kiddush HaLechem, and it works for Me'ila. That's a teretz. That's what Rashi learns the whole Hemshecha of the Gemara. Even in a case when a person does all Dalet Avodas, if they're Mefagel in one of the first three Avodas, or all of the first three Avodas, but they're not Mefagel in Zrika, then it's called Pigol She'enai Gomer. And even Rav Gidol agrees that it works Lagabi Me'ila. That's the Dinim Ha'olam Lefi Rashi. What does it mean, pigol she'enoi gomer? Is there enough gamina in the etzem pigol, whether it's gomer or not gomer? So Rashi, and Dalet Amadalef, the Vimassel Divrei HaKol, where in Rashi that what it means is that there's no chiv kares. Pigol gomer is the chiv kares. Pigol she'enoi gomer is, it's not have a chiv kares. Karen Eira is medayik this from the Rashi. So the Chayk Nosan Bayasin Medayik this from Rashi earlier on Daf Beis and Beis, from Rashi Lumashani, that Pigol She'ena Gomer, if you're not Mefagel, also B'Shas Rika, there's no Chiv Karis. Karen Aaron, the Chayk Nosan asked, this is Kenegid Mishnayis Mefurashis. In Zvochim, and Daf Chavtes and Beis, Lagabi Behema, and Daf Samachdal and Beis, Lagabi Oif, in Menochis, and Daf Yud Beis, Lagabi Amincha, to mefurish in all these mishnayos, that if one is mefagel in any of the dalet avodas, and he does the rest of the avodas b'shtika, then it's pigol b'chayavim lov karis. Kushya tuma on Rashi. These kind of questions you don't get so often. When Rashi is going to get three mishnayos in the furashis. That's why people say that Me'ila is an impossible masechta. Because every Rashi has 100 questions on it. So I think this is one of the main things that they're referring to, is this Rashi. Rashi here says that Pigol She'enai Gomer, it's connected three, there's no Chiv Karis, and it's connected three Mishnayis, Pela Mamish. So in the Eilat Shloima, by Yosef Nafdala the Menalef, he wants to say, Yishuv for Das Rashi, a little bit of a Deichak, but Chaymer HaKushyo, it's the best thing to say. Says the Eilat Shloima, that we could say that those Mishnayos are referring to the same Kohen, all the Dalet Avodas. He's Mefagel in the Shechita or the Kabbalah, and then he went on and did the rest of the Avodas. Meila, we say, Adas Rishayna Huayse. What you do later is a continuation of what you did at the beginning. Even though normally for Machshavas Psol, we need Dibur, we need you to speak out. When you already spoke it out at the Shechita or the Kabbalah, so then you just want to be going weiter with the same mindset that works. And then we say, Adab, we say, Adash Rishayin Huwais. And She'ein Kein Rashi Bayas will be referring to a case when there are two Kohanim that did the Avodah. One did the Shechita or the Kabbalah when he thought Machshev is Pigol. And a different Kohen did the Zrika. It's referred to in the Gemara as Shtei Deyos. It's two different people. Each one has their own mindset. Each one thinks differently than the other. In this case, we don't see Adas Rishayin HaWaisa. because they're unrelated to one another. And therefore, it's not considered that the Zerika was done with Machsheves Pigel. Lefi Dvarav et Mavur, at the Ikari side of Rashi, of Pigel Gomer, means that we need that the Zerika should be done with the mindset of Pigel. We don't need it to be done with the actual being Mefagel of the Zerika itself, the Dibur Beshas Zerika. We need that it should be done Al Das Pigel. Only in that case is there a Chiyuv Karis. We'll try to understand it a little bit better. That the Ikar Mahalach of Rashi, that Pigel Bishas Shechita and not Bishas Zerika, it's called Pigel She'ina Gomer, there's no Chiyuv Karis. So first, there are two ways to explain for the Lamedes, but just the Gedra Advarim. What does that mean? Why is there no Chiyuv Karis? One way to say is that it's like a half a Pigel, like a Chatzi Shir of Pigel. And Chatzi Shir works enough to Pasul. It, because it has in it pigel, so it's enough psul in order that it should be pasul. But it also has in it a chilek that's kosher. It's partially kosher and partially pasul. So it's enough to pasul. The fact that it's partially pasul is enough to pasul. But the chiv kares of pigel is only when something is entirely pigel. When it's half pigel, so there's no chiv kares. That's one way to explain Rashi. There's another way to explain Rashi. Apia Yisoid in Pigel, Biskarov in Sefer, in Hechos Suleham Gdashim, page 94, says this Yisoid, Bekitzer, that in every Pigel there are always two psula. One is a psula in the carbon. The carbon becomes pasul, just like Pesach and Chatzis Shalai Lishma, pasul's the carbon. Also Pigel, there's a direct psula in the carbon. But besides for the psula in the carbon, and the whole Ritzu is pasul of the carbon, Pigel has a unique psul. Psul on the basar. Pigel makes the basar's basar pigel. There's a chiv kares on the achilas basar. It affects the basar individually. Miskarov there in Sefer originally wanted to say that Pesach and Chatzis Shelo Lishma is not called psulei begufay on the basar. Psulei begufay needs sreifa miyad. We're not going to call psulei begufay because it's not a psul basar. Yoytse, Lan, and Tome is a psul basar. But Pesach and Chatzis Shelo Lishma is not a psul basar. It's a psul on the carbon. The carbon is a carbon pasul. The mail of the basar is pasul. But it's not a direct psul on the basar. Therefore, not be called psul begufay. Says the Rav, that pigel of Ad is called psul begufay. Because pigel, besides the psul in the general carbon, pigel also has a unique psul in the basar. We see that there are two different aspects of the psul of pigel. We see this even more so in the Gemara in Menachos. Now, if you give them a base, where they were originally held, that pigel b'yerech yamin, loynis pagel yerech smol. The person thought to eat the yerech yamin tomorrow, so the chiv karis is only in the yerech yamin. And the yerech smol, there won't be a chiv karis. A lot of the whole carbon is puzzle. That goes without saying. But the chiv karis of pigel, where they thought it's only the actual thing that you thought about. So you see again that pigel has this second aspect, being a direct psul on the basar. So lefi zeh we could say that the pshat in the Gemara by us is that a pigel which is not, you're not mefagel b'shas zerika, only mefagel and shas shechita or kabbalah. So it's the full pigel that got be psul on the carbon. There's no half pigel him psul on carbon. Just like shalol l'shma pasuls even without a zerika. If you think shalol l'shma b'shas shechita or kabbalah, it pasuls the whole carbon. So too pigel does the same thing. It passes the whole carbon of Machsheves Pigel. But for the Chiyuv Karis and the Achilas Basar, on that you need Hartzos Kosher. That's an extra Sinai that was said to be Chayev Karis. And the Gedra is the Basar needs a Zrika. The Basar needs a Zrika by Pigel in order that it should have its Kiyum to make it Merutzel Achila by Pigel, to make it Pigeldik. The Basar needs a Zrika. So on that Rashi holds, if the Zerika is necessary for the Basar, then at Kabbalah you didn't word mefagel b'shas Zerika mamish, then it's not, you didn't conclude the Karatzos kosher, the Kabbalah the Basar. Even though there was a Zerika, if another Kohen does a Zerika, and it's not a Dash Rishonu Oise, if it's not a Hemshech of the Avodas Pigel, then it's not called Karatzos kosher. I mean, explain a little bit more, the Dikur Vart of Rashi is that always the Zerika is kadiyah the dinam of the carbon. Everything else is always a lead up to Zrika. It's Matir for the Zrika. It's Machshir for the Zrika. The Zrika was Kaveya the Dinam of the carbon. So if you want to be Kaveya that the carbon is really pigled, you need to be Kaveya that Bishaz Zrika. Says the Oil Shleima, you don't need the actual Machshava to think about it Bishaz Zrika, to say it Bishaz Zrika. But as long as it's a continuation of it is pigled, that's saying that the Zrika was Kaveya for Dine pigled at the Shaz Zrika. Now, Kabbalah, we have two drachim to explain the Rashi, that without that, you're lacking the Zrika L'shem Pigol. Either it's a Chati Shir of Pigol. That's one Mahalach we said. But the Mahalach wanted to say is that it's a Zrika of Pigol, Legabe the Karbon, but not Legabe the Basim. So now we've explained Ikar Shita of Rashi, Legabe Pigol, Legabe Dine Pigol. But now you have to come back to explain our Sugya. Rav Abba said that because when you're Mefaga B'Shaz Shchita, not B'Shaz Zrika, it's Pigol She'enoi Gomer, so Mamela is a nafkamina lagabi me'ila. That the zrika of when you were not mefaga b'shas zrika, only mefaga b'shas shchita, that zrika works lagabi me'ila, even the fear of Gidl. Here, even Rav Gidl agrees that zrika works. That was the territory of Rav Abba. Question is why? Hare, at kama that it's a zrika psula lamaisa. Even though it's a pigle she'ina gomer, but lamaisa it has an psula pigle. So why does Rav Gidl agree that it works legabe mi'ila? So it's telling the two drachen that we said before. If the aside of a pigol she'enoi gomor means that it's a half a pigol, the whole carbon has a half a pigol. So then we can understand the pshat in the Gemara is that the only time that we find in our Mishnah that psulim make it that you still have mi'ila, not ma'iti midei mi'ila, is in a psul gomor. Carbon is entirely puzzle. So the carbon never had a kiyum. That's why there's still me'ila. Masha enkein, by a half a psul, a chatishir of pigle. So here, the carbon has a half of a zrika kshira, if you want, and a half of a zrika psula. It has, to a certain degree, it has a kiyum zrika behechshir. So me'ila, that's enough to be mighty midei me'ila. It's enough that there is somewhat of a kiyum of a kasher zrika in the carbon. And that Rav Gidl can agree to. That would be the first terech we said. That it's a full pigle, legabe psul, but not legabe the carbon, but not legabe the basar. So then what's going to be the pshat in Rav Gidl? Why did Rav Gidl agree? Why, the nekuda of Rav Gidl, the chayr, isn't because of the basar. The nekuda of Rav Gidl that the zrika does not work to be mighty midei me'ila, because it's a zrika psula in the carbon. Like all zrika is psula in the carbon. So why should this be any different? So to mashma here, the firashi, if you go with this mahalach, that really Rav Gidl agrees to Rav Papa, that zrika is pigle should be mighty midei me'ila. The reason he says not is because of the psul of the basar of pigle. Because it has a unique psul to it. So the zrika is doing the opposite. The zrika is making the basar usar and pusul. So we can't say that Zrika works to be matirit. So two contradictory things. That's only when it actually is mefagel the basar and makes the basar chiyuv karis. In this case, when it doesn't do that by the pigol she'enoi gomer, that it does not work for that. And it also does not make the basar karis, so it also could work for the basar legabe me'ilo. That should be the pshat here, lefi Rashi. That's all mahalach is in Rashi. Teis, however, learns the sugya differently. Taisa learns that the terrors of the Gemara was that there in the Mishnah in Hatayda, you shechted the karban, but you did not yet do zrika. If we're as long as we're holding before zrika, then the shechita can work. Then the shechita can work. Even the shechita of a pigol can create things. When there is the zrika already, even if the zrika is vishtika. So that's kaveh, the pigle and the carbon. Then it does not work, legabe kiddush. But when you're holding only by shchita, when it does not yet have teras pigle, a full pigle, then it can work for kiddush. That was the territory of Rav Abba. And Taisa learns that Rav Ashi came to argue on this. Rav Ashi came to say that the psul pigle is chal b'shash shchita mamish. As soon as you shech the pigle, it becomes pigle. It's true there's no chiv kares until Zrika, That's gotta be the chiv kares. But the psul pickle we have right away. That's the sort of the question of Rav Ashi and Rav Abi. He proved from Ula by Kaimitz Pigol Shalva Agabi Mizbeach that the psul pickle we have right away. And Rava said back to him, no, Rava said that's not right from there, it's Yisur, the Maisili Day Pigol, but it's not that you have the Pigol, you don't have the Pigol Mamish until Shazrika. So there's a Shaklatari here between Reb Abba and Rava on one side and Reb Ashi on the other side. When a person is Mefagel, Bishaz Shchita, and he has not yet been Zerik the Dam, is there a Pigol Gomer or not? Derech Agav, I'm quoting here Reb Ashi and Rava. The Farshim say that it's impossible to be Geris Rav Ashi and Rava. The Gemara says in Kiddushin that B'yom Shemes Rava Neled Rav Ashi. So obviously they never had a conversation with one another. So you have to change the Girsa, either change the Girsa of Rava or change the Girsa of Rav Ashi. Rashash and others deal with this question. I just quoted the Lashon Kfiut is in the Gemara because it's not clear which of them to change. So Kfiut Wei says in the Gemara, Rav Ashi holds there's a Pigol Gomer. The Shas Shechita, and Rava argues on it. So the Mishnah Lamelach in Perek Yud Ches of Surah Mugdash and Malach HaZayin is mistapik. If a person that eats basar of a carbon that's pigle before the Zrika, they shechted or mekabel the dam, the shame pigle, and they're not yet zirik the dam, is the person over the lav of eating Surah Mugdash? That's the Chakir of the Mishnah Lamelach. So Rabbi Chaim Eizer in Chelek Beis Simin Chav Zayin Tifkat and Aleph says the Pele of the Mishnah Melech. There's a sugya arucha about this question. That's exactly the need of the Gemara by us. Rav Ashi said that is a pigol gomer. Just you don't have kares, but it's already hushlam that tears pigol right away. That was Rav Ashi, and Rava and Rav Abba argued. They said that no. That it's only Isur de Maisel de Pigol. It's not yet a full Pigol until the Zrika. The Zrika is what's Kaveh to make it a Pigol Gomer. Now, Kaponim a few Rav Ashi, we have in our Sugya that when a person is Mefaga Beshas Shechita, it's already Nishal on the Pigol, but the Chiv Karis only comes later. So you can explain this, you said earlier from the Mishkarav, that it means that if the carbon has a full Pigol right now, this entire Pigol in the carbon, the Chiv Karis for the Basar, that you need Hartzos Kosher. That you need to finish up the Avodas Bezrika in order that there should be Eretz Kosher and the Basar should be Chayiv on it for Kares of Pigol. The Chazon Ish in Machshirin Simen Yosef Katan Dalet, it's also brought down in the end of Chazon Ish Kotshim and Me'ilad of Gimel. Chazon Ish is very angry at the Mishnah Lamelech. He says the Chazon Ish Avada Pigol is not different than all other Psulim. Just like a Korban that's Nifsal Michayim is Pasul. Reveya the Nirva, it's a psul in the carbon. So to a carbon is nifsal achar shchita is pasul. And it's pasul, the psul itself passes it. The whole din that we have, that by pigle you need a zrika, is only for the dinim of the basar. For a chiv karis, that's the unique din that was said by pigle. For the chiv karis you need a zrika. For the psul of pigle that is v'yisul ha-mugdashim, that is nifsal miyad. That's the side of the Chazon Ish. So what's the pshat in the Gemara by us? What's the Shakavatari here? We could be angry at the Mishnah Melech, but we have Amurayim that hold like the Mishnah Melech. We have Rava that holds that all it is Yisur de Maisel de Pigol. Says the Chazon Ish that for the Psul Gadol of Pigol, and that you need a Zrika. I know the Pigol has an additional Psul, more than all other Psulim. For the basic Psul of Psulim, Mugdashim, Avad, it's enough with the Shchit of a Pigol. But to get it to the added level of the psul of pigol, and makes pigol unique and more puzzle than other karbanos, and that you need a zrika dafka. Kupanim, that's the mahalach here, lefitesis. And even lefitesis, we see it in a similar kudah that we wrote out in Rashi. What's the reason Rav Gittel agrees? We all explain now the svar legabi pigol. Gabi pigol, the machlekes Rav and Ravashi, pigol gomer, pigol she'inoi gomer. Very nice. But coming back to Me'ila, why does Rav Gittel agree that by a pigol she'ena gomer that it could work like Abi Kiddush, like Abi Me'ila? Hare, the ma'isa is still possible. It's for sure lefi the Chazon Ish. It's no worse than other psulim. It doesn't have the unique psul of pigol, but it's no worse than other psulim. So why does it work? Like Avi Me'ila. The terrace is that even Rav Gittel B'Yisayid agrees to Rav Papa that Pigel should work like Avi Me'ila. But Rav Gittel said that Pigel, because of the Chaymer Hapsul of Pigel, that it's more puzzle than other Kachim, that's what does not allow it to work like Avi Me'ila. That was the Sar of Gittel. The Me'ila, when we have a Pigel She'ina Gomer, so we have it's going to create a Hartzah of Pigel, but does not have the Psul She'ina, the Psul HaGadol of Pigel. The big psul of Pigel. The unique psul of Pigel. So then Rav Gittel agrees that this Zrika can work for to be mighty for Midei Me'ila. So Kabbanim here, it's Chadish in this part of the Gemara, it's a big Tosefes in the Sugya of Rav Gittel. Bein L'Rashi, Bein L'Tosefes. It's Chadish here, even Rav Gittel will be a solid agrees to Rav Papa that Pigel should work for Me'ila. Just because of the unique psul of Pigel, that's what's Moineait. So here we have a Pigel She'inoi Gomer. If you Rashi, that means even if you did the Dalar Avedis, just you didn't think Machsheves Pigel B'Shat Zerika. If you taste it means when you did not, we're not yet Zerik the Dam. We have Pigel, we have the Sura Demaisi Levei Pigel. You're not yet Zerik the Dam. So you have a Pigel here, which is a Pigel She'inoi Gomer. It's not yet Oiskafir. It's not complete the Psul of Pigel. So in these cases, Rav Gittel can agree that it works. You might see Midei Me'ila. Gemara afterwards here has a whole shak of Atarya about the proof of this machlokes Rav and Rav Ashi from the sugya of Paka Pigulai, also from the sugya of Shtei Simanim by Shchita. Not going to get into all that right now. Let's get into other sugyas in Kachim. But there is a big insight here by Paka Pigulai. Make an independent share by Paka Pigulai. Speak about the sugya in Zachim, but also related to our sugya, into creatures of Shadalad. And then we'll speak about what's in the game from our sugya to the klal of Paka Pigulai. Now coming back to our Gemara. Kapon and Maskar of the Gemara is that you can't ask from the Mishnah in Atoidah, because there it's Niskadesh that it needs Tzrefa. It's not Niskadesh Lemi'ila, it's Niskadesh that needs Tzrefa. So what that means is that the fee, how to learn this. Fi Rashi, that learns the whole Raya of the Gemara originally, was that Shechita Toida works Tekadesh Lechem Lagabi Me'ila, so the Gemara is now Chazer and saying that it's not work Lagabi Me'ila in the Lechem. That's how Rashi learns in Maskana. Lefi Teisvis, that the Raya of the Gemara was Lagabi Kiddush HaLechem, the Kiddush itself, that if Zrikas Pigel does not work for Me'ila, then also the Shechita's Pigel should not work for Kiddush. And that the Gemara answered that no, l'sreifa, that we don't, that it's only Kiddush l'gabi sreifa. We don't have a raya that it should work also l'gabi me'ila. We mentioned yesterday that Rav Beryl was very bothered with the comparison of the Gemara l'fitesis between Kiddush alechem and me'ila. The Mvor in the Sugin Menachas, the Fayin Ches, Fayin Tes, that any shchita that works from Alolo Yered works like Kaddish Alechem. So we don't see any unique Kiddush here in Kiddush Alechem. So why should not work for Kiddush Alechem? So we mentioned that what Beryl said, that Pigel was worse because there's a Chiv Kareis. Whatever the Havmin in the Gemara was, which is needs explanation, but the Maskanim of Yerchayzer in this point itself, we said that no, you cannot compare Kiddush Alechem to Me'ila. Even though Pigel works for Kiddush Alechem, it does not work for Me'ila. Now in the Gemara Namabez says, as before, that Lon Dama V'Zorakas Adam is similar to Zrikas Pigel. If Zrikas Pigel works to be Moiti Midei Me'ila, then also Lon Dama works to be Moiti Midei Me'ila. That's the Mavur in the Gemara. So Kreger and the Karen Oira ask a Kushya Atzuma, what in the world is the comparison between them? Rav Tosfos has told us in the meaning of the sugya that the whole svara to argue in Rav Gittel is because Zrikas Pigel works to be Meratzel Pigulai. Because it has the key of Zrika and it has a Ritzui, so it could also work to be Moiti Midei Me'ila. That's Lagabe, that's by Pigel, the other Psulim of Adonats. So the Mefurshim Tosfos and Avbeis Med Aleph, Bottom of the base of that if out of the other psulim, their zrika does not work to imayti midei mi'ila. Only by pigo there is a half minute to say so. So how could the Gemara compare lon dama to zrika's pigo? Pelagodol. Kager is leaves the Torah and Gadol on this question. Karen Eira says that the Gemara compared Machshavis Lina to Lina. There is a similar Gemara in Zvachim, Daf Kuvdalam and Beis, makes that comparison. But here it's very difficult, that connection. And it's true that Pigal is thinking about Lina, thinking that the Dam will be left over till tomorrow and then I'll be Zerikit, or I'll eat the Basher tomorrow. You're thinking about, it's a Machshava about Lina. But Lamaisa, Pigal makes a Ritzui, and Lon Dama does not make a Ritzui. So Mayin in Shemitah, Eitzel Har Sinai. Sorachi and Gadol. So, Ayish of Antasis, they don't have, except that to say that the Gemara in the Maskan is Chayzer. That's the only tier test. The Hami of the Gemara is Sarach Mir. But the Maskan of the Gemara says the difference between Avim Maisi Adayim and Lev Maisi Adayim. So, it seems that the Fitayis of the Gemara is Chayzer in this point itself. We'll get to the second how Rashi learns the Gemara. But Tayis on the bottom of Amaral says Tayis when he says over the Gemara. Says the three lines from the bottom on Dalad Amid Aleph says Tesis. Umishani halon love mais to be a daim, lav dafka, tani be a daim. El shaydechi sar maisa, hula mahan yizrika, lafuki midaimi ila. Tesis says the point of the Gemara is not be a daim and not be a daim. The point is that you didn't do a maisa. You didn't do a good zrika. So what could that mean to say is that by pigo means that the zrika is fine. The zrika, the etzim is zrika kshira. Just there's a machshava. Mashein came by lon dama. The problem is the maisa. It's not the correct zrika that the carbon eats. It's not the chalam eratz lepigule. So can hear that's how Tesis learned the maskana of the Gemara. The Gemara's chazer in this point itself. It's defending the Chazanish in Chazanish and Kachim here, but in the not on Ila, but in the back of the Sefer, the last page. They bring the Likutim from Chazanish from other places. The last page of the Sefer, page 354. Chazanish says that, Tzivkot on Gimel, says the Chazanish, Nira de machshava shaloi l'shmai, shabir choshev maisa. Tekol has zrika psula. Av machsheves pigol, the zrika ma'al yisahi, rak psula pigol me'akeves, upsul ze, rak machshava. Says Chazanish that Pesach or Chata Shelo Lishma, it would be called Maisa. Even though the Psul is in your Machshava, the Maisa is really fine. Because the Psul affects the Maisa, it makes the Maisa into a Zrika Psula. Therefore, now the Maisa is a different Maisa. And it's not Maiti Midei Mi'ila. Hashem came Pigol, says the Chazanish. Pigol, the Zrika, stays 100% clean. Beside the Zrika is a Zrika Kshira. Just there's an addition of the machsheves pigul. That's a side point. That the zrika be said is zrika kshira. That's the unified tzos kosher. Zrika be said atzma is kshira. So we look at it. There's a zrika kshira plus a machshava, and the machshava is what passes. But that's kilu something from the side that passes. The neila can still be considered that it's kosher. Be said it's never kosher over here. And that's why it's maitzi midei neila. That is the derech of the Chazanish to explain the maskana of the Gemara. But I think you see from this clear that the Chazanish learned that the ikar chiluk of the Gemara at the end was to say the vart of Hartzos Kosher. Only by pigo we say that it works from Me'ila, because it has Hartzos Kosher. She'en came other psulim, like Lan Dama, which says the Chazanish, also Shaloi Lishma. These are called like a Maisa B'Yadayim, and they make that it cannot be, that does not work, Lagabe Me'ila. However, in Rashi, learns the Gemara Kipshutai. Rashi learns the Gemara compared Zrikas Pigol to Lan Dama. And Maskana the Gemara, Rashi learns that the Gemara is saying a Knas. By Lan Dama, because it's a Maisa B'Yadayim, so he made a Knas, and we are still Me'ila. And Mida Raisa, if Zrikas Pigol works, then what then Lan Dama works? That's how we find that there is Me'ila by Lan Dama, it's only Midra Bonon. It's a big enough Kamina Lafi Rashi. It means there's no Chiv Karbon, and there's no Chiv Chaimesh. It's only Me'ila Midrabanan, according to Rashi. But Be'Yisoid, the the comparison in the Gemara stays. And also, Lan Dama is Yatze Midei Mi'ila. That comes out according to Rashi. So it's Hadra Kosh L'Duchte, the question of the Keren Aron and Biki Veger. What Bechlal is the Tzara Shavet? Are you here? There's no Maratze L'Pigula. So what it seems from Rashi is that we don't need Maratze L'Pigula. According to those that argue under Gittel, we do not need that as Maratze L'Pigula. That the topic of the Sugya, the Tzad that it works, Zrigas Pigul, Tzimaytim Yidei Me'ila, is not because it's Maratze L'Pigula. Just, no. Zrigas Pigul is a Zrika. And any Zrika, Psula, can work to Tzimaytim Yidei Me'ila, according to those that argue under Gittel. So we never find in Rashi anywhere in the Sugya a mention of Maratze L'Pigula. That's the reason to say that it works for Me'ila. Smashman Rashi, that no, any Zrikas Psulais that work from Olu Yerdu could also work with Rabbi Me'ila. The same like we find in Reb Chaim, in Sefer, in Perek Yudalev, Psulim Ugdoshim, Halacha Beis, says Reb Chaim that the Sheet of Rabbi Yehuda in Zvachim is that Nishpach Dama, the Imur Mar Yerdu. If there's no Kim Zrik in the Karban, the Imur Mar Yerdu. So asks Reb Chaim, some king, why by all Zrikas Psulais do we find that the din is in Olu Lo Yerdu? Why is it not like Nishpach Dama? Where there's no Kim Zrik in the Karban. Elmai says Reb Chaim that a Zrika Psula, where the Dam itself is in Skabal on the Mizbeach, is called the Kim Zrik in the Karban. It works like Abide Imurim. The Imurim had a Zrika. As long as there's this kind of Zrika in the Dam, even a Zrika Psula, it's called the Imurim have a Zrika. And even more than this, we see the Gabi Imurim Kachim Kalim. It's more negated to us even. The Gemara in Zvachim brings the in Mizbeach Mekadesh, and of Pehe, because the member of Ula, the Imurim Kachim Kalim, Shehel on Lefnei Zrika, Im Olu Lo Yerdu. Ula holds that even though they need a Zrika to make them Chilek Avoya, to Meshayach them to Chilek Avoya, but once they get to Mizbeach, and Mizbeach Mekadesh works, and even without a Zrika, can be makir them. Samara and Daf Pehe ask questions on Ula. Before they're in the Sugya, like the Shita speaks out in Oisir Gimel, that even if you argue on Ula, and we'll say that there's no Mizbeach Mekadesh before Zrika, but if by Pesach Shaloi Lishma, if you're Zerik Vidam, then it does work like Abi Me'ila. Why does it work? I already need the Zrika, and they don't have the Zrika Chashuva. So before there, that the Zrika's Pesach Shaloi Lishma works for Yimuri Kachim Kalim to be Mavar them L'chila Kavoya. Even though it's a Zrika Psula and Karba. So we see that Zrika's Psula can work to be Mavar the Yimuri Kachim Kalim for their din. So also we could say that they work for Basar Kachim Kachim. To Mavar them for their din. For Achila Sejit. Avada, if what we're looking for by Me'ila is Shas Hetro L'Kayhanim Kipshutai. It's actually mutter to be eaten for the kayanim, so it's shver. Avada, the zrika of lon dom is not to be matter lachilas kayanim. Zrika's pickle, it could be like we spoke about yesterday, zrika's pickle, it could be like the rush in the darim is mavur, that it's called zrika hamateres namish. But zrika's lon dom, you're not going to have that. That's for sure. But if we say like the nusach of Reb Chaim, and we're looking for the zrika in the karban, a key of zrika in the karban, or, see the other nusach we said yesterday, that we're looking for a Zrika that makes the Basar Shaykh to the realm of Hedyat. According to either of those Nuschayas, we can understand, even by Lon Dama, we have that. By Lon Dama, where even though it's not Emirat Lepigulai, because it's a Kiyum Zrika in the Karban, it could also work for Emur Kachim Kalim, like the Sheet in Zacham speaks out. So it may be a clear that it could work like Abi Me'ila. That's the opinion of Rashi. It seems the Sheet of Rashi is that the Arsug is not based on the Maratza L'Pigulai. Any Kiyam Zrik in the Karban could work Lagabe Me'ila. Now come to the Maskan of the Gemara. The Gemara says the Sefer Vadim Messiahle, to Rav Gittel. We have a writer of Gittel from the Sefer by a Muri Karchim Kalim. But from the Reisha, it's not Muchach, the dinner of Gittel. It's the Mavur that we can be Mechalik in the dinner of Gittel between a Muri Karchim Kalim and Basar Kachri Kachri. And Imur Kachim Kalim, he holds like Rav Gittel. But by Basar, there's no raya. if it's all one nidain, so once we've arrived from Imurim, then it's also Mamela Raya Lagabi the Basar. Elamai is Mavur that there's two different nidainim, and there's Makam Lachalik between the Imurim and the Basar. So Taiz explains this Chalik, as we'll see very shortly, Chalik between the Imurim and the Basar. But is this true Lam Halacha? What do we hold the Halacha Lamaisa? If we're here that we hold the Rav Yudel by Imurim Kachim Kalim, do we also hold the Gabi Basar Kachim Kachim or not? So in the Gemara in Davav, the Gemara says, When the question is to bring a Imur Kachim Kalim Lidei Me'ila, I mean Zrika Katikna. The question is to be Moitzi the Basar Kachim Kachim Lidei Me'ila, and even Zrika Shaloi Katikna works. So Rashi says that Rashi there says in the Vav, the mother is coming Lafuki Midr of Gidl. Where was coming to say that Zerika Spigel works like Abi the Basar. It's Moitzi Midei Me'ila. We're in Rashi over there in Davav, and there are Beinu Gershom in Arsugya. We do not pass on like Rav Gidl by Basar Kachri Kachim. Also the Mari Korkis, in Per Gimel of Me'ila, Halacha Gimel, says we do not pass on like Rav Gidl like Abi Basar Kachri Kachim. As we said, our Gemara already, there's a basis to say such a thing. Gemara says we could prove Rav Gidl by Emurim, but not by Basar. According to some Rishon, the Gemara in Davav is Gufa saying this Chiluk. Halacha lamaisa. The Rambam, however, in Paragimel of Me'ila, Halacha Gimel, passes like Rav Gidl both by Emurim and by Basar. Terenir in the Sfasemis asks on the Mari Korkis that says, Bidas HaRambam, that we do not pass like Rav Gidl by Basar. Fortunately, the Rambam not that way. It's a pal on the Mari Korkis. Now, Kabbalah and the Rambam does hold the pasuk of Rav Gidl in both cases. So, what the halacha lemaisa is. But everyone agrees that in our Gemara, it's mavur, there is a makom lechalik b'neihem. It's a makom to say that we hold the Rav Gidl by a murim and not by basar. So, where is the makom lechalik? What's the svara? So, you're chased by us in Avdalah and the base, and also in the Vavman base. Taizik comes to explain this chiluk. Taizik says that the end of the Ramaschal Loy says Taizvis. Amimori Ravimino Peretz, Sheyichye, the Shno. Gabi Oitzwaz and Ila Bekotche Kotchim, but even Roy Lachilas Adam. In order to be mighty with Amy Ila, we need to be Roy Lachilas Adam. So it's going to be the Akva Rachmana Bepigal. I'll give the boy Kartos Kosher Kakartos Puzzle. It says that by Basar, we need that it should be Merutza L'Achila. And Pigol can do that. Pigol is Bechlal Hartzoas Achila. Shengin by Imurim, there you need the Chelik of Oyem Mevurur. And it doesn't work. By Basar, we're looking that it's Roy L'Achila. And Pigol makes it Roy L'Achila. And by Imurim, we're looking that it should be Miyuchat to actually Makrivan and Mizbeach. And Pigol does not work for that. Taiz in the Vav and Beis, Taiz there says that it only works for Basar because it's coming to be Kaveid and Kares. Because it's Kaveid and Kares, therefore works for the Basar, not the Imurim. The words of Taiz are like Sisrei Torah. What is Taiz saying? So in the Eilat Shleima, the Vav and Beis, he asks on Taiz. And the Shmoyis of Taiz is, by Imurim, there's no Karis. Imurim of Pigol, there's no Karis. Ask El Shem, that's Negev Mishnah and Zvachim. That Membez, Membez, Mem Gimel, Mem Aleph. Before there, that only a Matir does not have a Chiv Karis. But all their Halakam of the Karban, the Basar, and the Imurim have a Chiv Karis. How could I say there's no Chiv Karis? So El Shem explains that the Ikervart of Tesis is not whether there's a Chiv Karis or not. But that is Rika to Pigol, is partially a kosher Ezrika. To a certain degree, it works. So when we were looking by a Muri Kachim Kalim to bring them to Me'ila, I say that they need to be fully Miyuchad Lashem, entirely Miyuchad Lashem in order that they should have Me'ila. These Emurim, they have to some degree a Hechsher in their Ezrika. It's not enough to be Miyachad them for Kachri Hashem. Mashengi by Basar, it's the opposite. By Basar, it was Miyuchad Lashem. I want to know, is it still Miyuchad Lashem? This Zurika Ksher makes it entirely not Miyuchad Lashem. Now we have this halfway zrika. This halfway zrika is enough to make it that it's no longer meyuchad l'Hashem, even though it's not entirely matirit. That is the mahalach of the Eila Shleima. Mahalach itself is acceptable. Makes sense. Makes a lot of sense. The words of Taizah seem to be saying something else. Taizah mentions the Chiv Kares, and you need his Merutze Le'achila. That's why it works for Basar. Who's talking about the Merutze Le'achila? We're telling Taizah saying something else. It's even Mincha Shleima. Taizah means a different Nakuda. Taizah Iker saying the hair in Pigle. That Pigle, the Iker reach that we find by Pigle, is that makes dinim on the basar. And that's why, like what we mentioned in the Chazon Ish earlier, besides pickle, it's like all other psulim, even before you're deserig tadan, as long as you shech the pickle, then the carbon is entirely possible. The Hartzos kosher was the din that was said to create dinim in the basar. For the basar, we chayv kares, and that you need Hartzos kosher. So the ritu that we find by pickle is a ritu legabe merutzi lachkila bepickle. A carbon kosher makes a ritzu of kashrus, and a carbon pigle makes a ritzu of pigle. It was said as a way to make the ritzu of pigle. The ritzu that was said was a ritzu legabi achila. So memela, legabi baster kachri kachim, we're looking for ritzu of achila to make it shaykh to achila sadiyat. And that it could work also zrikas pigle. That has the ability to make a ritzu in achila. But in Muri Kachim Kalim, it's true that there's a Chiv Kares, if you're Mefagel. The Imur also get Kares. But what they're looking for in Mi'ila is not to get a Chiv Kares. They don't need a Ritu in Achila to give them Mi'ila. They need to be Miratze Lagabi Haktara, to make them Miyucha L'Chila Kavaya. That's what they're looking for. So the Ritu, the carbon pigle, is not going to work for the Imur, for what they're looking for. They're looking for it to Mivar them L'Chila Kavaya. So the uniqueness of pickle doesn't help them. Only by basar, what it's lacking is the ritu be'achila, and that's zrikas pickle can work. That's the heart of the words of Taisus, and that's all, both Taisus in our oilam mekane echad. Taisus brings the aspect of the chiv kares to show that pickle has a unique ritu legabi achila. By basar, what we need is that ritu legabi achila. Akuponim, that's the heart of the beer and bedivya Taisus. If that's true, as we find that this sugya of Zrigas Pigle, that it works, to be noiting Dim Ila, is not that we mentioned yesterday, like Reb Chaim, that it's a Zrika Kabi the Korba. But Taizus Mavur, that at least El Alacha, that's not the Nakuda. Rather, the Nakuda of Zrigas Pigle is that it's a Zrika Kabi Achila. It makes it a heter Lekahanim. It doesn't allow that if it makes a heter Mamish, that the Kahanim can go and eat it. But what it makes it that the basar is shaykh to hedjit. Right, if we say that the Iker Inyan is not to make the shas hedjit l'kohenim b'foyal, but rather to make it shaykh, make it to the realm of achilas hedjit. So Zrikas Pigle has the ability to do that. To make it hedjit dik. Make it shaykh to hedjit. Because it's a zrika l'gabi achila, so it makes the basar shaykh to dinei hedjit. The Kabbalah we find in this thesis of art in Zrikas Pigle. Zrikas Pigle is a unique zrika l'gabi the basar. In the Mishnah Shabbarim and Zvachim Simin the base, during the Dagdish from the Tesis, it's unique kiyum in the basar by Zrikas Pigle. And maybe that's the Nakuda, that's the deciding factor, Lagabi Me'ila. Once it's a Zrika Lagabi the basar, so it works Lagabi Me'ila. And apart from this Tesis, is a big raya that the Nakuda Lamaisa by Zrikas Pigle is not a kiyum Zrika in the Korban, but rather a kiyum Zrika in the basar. And not like, Not like the people bringing the writer of Chaim from Zrikas Pigle. Chaim takes Mavur, the different Mahalach. Mahalach is one of a Kiyum Zrika in the Basar itself. Another point here in general about the Din of Rav Gidl is the Gemara in Menachos. It's very negate Gemara to the Din Bayos. Gemara in Menachos and Daf Mem Zayin in Beis, where there is dealing with the sheet of Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon, who holds that for Kiddush Alechem, by the Shtei Alechem on Shavuos, Yishach the Kvasim, it's Mekadosh the Alechem, those Rebbe Shimon holds it's not enough that to Shech the Kvasim to Mekadosh the Alechem, you also need Zrika. You need Shechita and Zrika in order to work for Kiddush Alechem. So the word in the Gemara there, that if you were mefagel, b'shat zrika, so it's not mekadesh the lechem, l'fir b'lech shabrev shidduch. Cause of Rav Gittel. Rav Gittel says that pigol does not work for kiddush. And the Gemara says that no, ha'itoyser Rav Gittel, v'lavi toyser Rav Gittel. We already schlugged up Rav Gittel. We don't hold the Rav Gittel. So menela, it should work for kiddush halachim. That's the Gemara Menachas. So the Rishonim deal with this. Where is the taste of Rav Gittel? We don't find lahedya by us the taste of Rav Gittel. At least the Gemara never uses those words. Tiyufta Rav Gittel tiyufta. So I found four Mahalchim in the Rishonim how to explain this taste of Rav Gittel. Taste of Menachas there, first at the beginning explains that the Gemara means is the question of Rav Papa. Rav Papa asked Rav Gittel mikiddush halachem. And the Gemara there did not hold to the territory of the Gemara Bayas. The Gemara Bayas eventually said that it's only Lagabe Sreifa, it's not Lagabe Mi'ila. The Gemara Bayas did answer of Gittel. The Gemara there in Menachis did not hold to that territory, but rather held like Rav Papa. The Gemara held that was a Tiyot and Rav Gittel. So that's the taste of Rav Gittel. Taiz asked that we can't say that, because the Gemara Bayas in the end says that there's a Messiah Lila Rav Gittel. We have a right to Rav Gittel, so how can we say that he tastes of Rav Gittel? So that's Mahalach number one. Mahalach number two, that Taiz themselves bring down there, Vashim Yesh Mefarshim. It's a new way to read the Gemara there, Menachas. A different trap in reading the Gemara. Gemara doesn't mean the Lavi Taiz of Rav Gittel. That's a simple way to read the Gemara. Harei we shlugged up Rav Gittel. No, that's not the way to read the Gemara. You read the Gemara the following. The Lavi Taiz of Rav Gittel. There's no two of them Rav Gittel. Even though the Gemara thought we had a question under Rav Gittel, but no, at the end of the day, there's no remaining question on Rav Gittel. And therefore, we can hold it Rav Gittel. And then, if you're Rav Gittel, we will not be Mekadesh Telech. But that would be a way to get out of the Gemara there. Taiz, however, says, that's not Mashan, that's a chat in the Gemara. You don't talk that way. You quote Rav Gittel. You don't say there are no questions on Rav Gittel. The sheet over there, in the Nochas, in Zion, and also the Kenar by us, it's a different pshat in the Gemara Menachas. That is the taste of Rav Gittel in that he wanted to compare Kiddush Halachem to Me'ila. The Gemara there in Menachas is dealing with Kiddush Halachem. So we can say that Kiddush Halachem is unrelated to Me'ila. We can say that even Rav Gittel agrees that Kiddush Halachem, it works. Like the Maskan of the Gemara by us. So this Lavi taste of Rav Gittel that in the comparison between Kiddush Halachem and Me'ila, rather behold that they're not comparable. That's the pshat in the Gemara Menachas. It's a little bit dochel in pshat that it wasn't Rav Gittel who made that comparison. It was Rav Papa that made the comparison. Papa asked on Rav Gittel. Can you hear what they mean to say is that Rav Gittel didn't answer Rav Papa. There's no comparison at all. You can't bechlak at apples and oranges. You can't compare Kiddush Halachem to Me'ila. Rav Gittel did not answer that. The Gemara came out to a new answer. Bizrika, he threw the mice they piggle. The whole Sugas HaGemara. It's because Rav Gittel didn't answer Rav Papa to be mechalek between Kiddush Halechem and Me'ila, we see that Rav Gittel agrees that we can compare Kiddush Halechem to Me'ila. The fourth Mahalach I found in the Gemara is in Rashi and the Vav Min Aleph and the Rebbeinu Gershon Hayas and the Mari Korkis and Paragimel of Me'ila, Halacha Gimel. They say that twice Rav Gittel means the Gemara later on in the Vav. Gemara there says that by Basar Kachay Kachim, we have a brace there, it's Muchach Nalek Rav Gittel, and by Basar Kachay Kachim, it's enough with this Rika Psula of Pigel to be Maiti Midei Me'ila. That's how they learn the Gemara. The Lachar Tzapela, the Karanaira, and the Kreger bring this Mahalach, and they say that it's not comparable. Right? If we hold the Rav Gittel by Imur Kachim Kalim, and we do not hold it by Basar Kachay Kachim, so the Gemara there in Menachas is talking about Kiddush Halech. Kiddush Halechem is l'chor like Imur Kachem Kalim. It's coming to create a din on them. Imur Kachem Kalim, you're coming to create Me'ila. Then you're coming to create the Kiddush. But you're coming to create dinim on them. So that's why if you want to compare the Kiddush Halechem, then that's most comparable to is to Imur Kachem Kalim and not the Basar Kachay Kachem. So what's pshat that the Tishrei of Gittel, Gemara is dealing with Kiddush Halechem, even though we hold the Rav Gittel by Kiddush Heimurim. Kager says in this, Hashem Yoyereinai, it's Kushya Tzuma. So a full yeshiva, I don't have a, maybe at least a tchilas davar. If someone takes vayas, the negra chilik between basar kachim kachim and imur kachim kalim is not in the aspect whether you're coming to be makadish or whether you're coming to be mafkia. That's not the point. Now the main point are we looking for a zriga that works lagabe achila? Or are we looking for a zriga that works lagabe mizbeach? And pigul has unique koyach lagabe achila. That's what he says learning the Gemara. If that's the pshat, then it could be that lagabe kiddush halechem, the nidin is lagabe achila. Lechem is a nechal. You don't bring it on the mizbeach. So meila, it's more comparable to the din of zriga lagabe lahoitzi basar kachi kachi midei meila. Because in this nida, is it a zrika achila or not? And in this, we do not hold the Rav Gittel. We hold that it is a zrika legabi achila. That's why the Gemara says that it's a toys of Rav Gittel legabi zrika that works legabi achila. And there we hold that zrika spigel can work. So maybe legabi kiddush alechem, also the zrika could work. Ad kan for today.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Mara Mekleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com. Shasilluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Mordechai Linzer. Meseches Me'ila is dedicated anonymously in honor of Rabbi and Mrs. Yaakov Metz. This shiur is part 2 of a 2-part series.
Today's shiur is on the topic of Paka Pigulei. The main sugya is in Zvachim Daf Mem Gimel. It also relates to sugyas in Krisus Daf Yadalid and Me'ila Daf Dalid. Gemara brings the statement of Ula. Ula says that Koymetz Pigol Shehel Agav Mizbeach Poka Pigula Mimenu. The Isser of Pigol, the Psul of Pigol, goes away. How does Ula know this? The words of Ula are in Achir Meidu De Pigol Hu Atzma LeKol Shekein. Mar explains it to mean that in Einu Miskabel, Heich Mi Vechem Udei Pigol. If it would not be that Paka Pigulim Yimenu, then it would not be acceptable on Mizbeach. It's another puzzle. So then, it cannot bring the whole carbon to Pigol. Carbon needs Kartos, Kosher, Kachartos puzzle. You need a Ritzui. And already this carbon is Pigol. So it has no Ritzui in it. So how does it bring the rest of the carbon to Pigol? It must be that it's Paka Pigol from the Koymetz. And that's how it's able to bring the rest of the carbon to Pigol. So this is the proof of Ula. Ula has a proof to his din, the Paka Pigulai, from the fact that it's Merata la Pigulai, it must be that it's Paka the Pigol from the Koymetz. Then the rest of the Gemara doesn't really deal with the proof of Ula, but the Nafkamina of Ula. Gemara asks, what's the Nafkamina of Ula? If it say that there's no Chiv Kares, anyway, there's no chiv kares. Pigul, the koymetz is a matir. Elamites say that in yerdu yalu. We already know that from the mission later on in daf pehei in mizbeach makadish. Gemara says that Ulu is going to tell me that even by a koymetz, we say yerdu yalu, even though a koymetz is nifras, it's detached. But when it's mashlo arba mixas, you could still be makter the rest. Gemara on Beis Mavur that even if half is off a mizbeach entirely, we still say that Paka Pigula from the second half, and you can be Malah the whole thing. So that's the Nafkamina of the Din of Ula is for the Din of Yerdu Yalu. And the Gemara says the additional Chiddush of Ula, we did not know until now, even by a Koymet, which is Nifras, we still say in Yerdu Yalu. That is the Suya Sagamara here. And the Gemara in Mabez with Mavur that this also applies to Noiser and Tomei. It's another nafkamina that comes out of the din of Ula. Also by Neusar and Tamil, we say Paka Pigulai. But in the Sugi increases of Nafyadala, it's Mavur, a whole different aspect in Ula. That Ula said it's klal not only legabe the din of Haktara, it could be Makdirit, but also legabe the din of the, that it's Paka the Isser. The Isser of Achila, of Pigol, that we have on a Aver of Pigol, that would have Nisar Kares. But once it's mashal by Ur, so it's Paka Pigulai, and there's no more Isser Achila of Pigol. That's Mahur, another major Nakamina of the Din of Ula, is Lagabe the Hafkoratza Isser. So we have these two halakim of Ula. One is the proof of Ula, proof, that he knows that he proved the Din of Paka Pigulai. Then we have the ramifications of Ula, the nafkaminas of Ula. By Koimit Semifras, by Noiser and Tomei, and also not only the Gabi Akhtara, but even the Gabi Itzer Achilo. So these are the topics that we will be dealing with in this shir. There's many different aspects in these topics. A lot of you say this, we could learn out both in the Indian of Pigel and the Inyanim of Mizbeach Makadesh. So firstly, let's start with the proof of Ula. Ula proves is then from the fact that if it's not miskabel, hech meidachem lidei pigel. L'chayra tzorach iyun rav, what Ula's proof was. What was his question? Ula had a problem, that if you won't say pakapi gulay, then it won't be meidachem lidei pigel. L'chayra, we know there's a klal, always by pigel, that it's meratza lepigulay. Every pigel is always pasul. And yet, it's not a problem, it's still called artzos kosher. Because even though in the realm of a korban kosher, it would not be acceptable, but in the realm of a korban pigel, it is acceptable. It's meratza lepigulay. And even more so, we see in the Gemara, in the previous daf, and daf membeis and membeis, the Gemara asked that if the fear of Meir, the mefaglen b'chatzi matir, so the time that you did the hazoyas of the Bein Abadim, you already made the korban into pigel. And yet there's a tanai of kartzos kosher. How do we have this tanai of kartzos kosher? Asked the Gemara. That kimazi v'heichol, mayim al v'komadi. Once you already mefagel in the Bein Abadim and became a fugel, korban became pigel of fear of Meir. So then when you do the hazoyis of the heichol, it's already pasul, mayim al v'komadi. So this is the same question that Ula's asking. Now the korban is already pasul. And yet the Gemara there did not say the answer of Ula, that Paka Pigulai. Gemara said something else, the Maratzala Pigulai, be the secretary of the Gemara. That even though it's Pasul, it's Maratzala Pigulai. So, Bechor, we already had the Shakal of Ataria. So why did Ula come up with a new problem? How's it maybe a chemo de pigol? And you needed to say that Paka Pigulai, he proved from this. Did you say you got Paka Pigulai? Why can't we say Kapshutai? Because it's Paka Pigulai. Because it's Maratzala Pigulai. It's a very big question on Ula. Another big question there is on the proof of Ula. It comes to the Achronim, the Karnar and the Sfasemis. It says here in this first taste in the Sugya, Dev Masuch HaKoimetz, starts from Membeis and Membeis. It says, Vitoich HaDvarim mentions that he's Mesupik by Dam. When you're a carbon, a Zavach, a Behema, that you're Mephagalin, there's Pigal in the Dam. If by the Dam do we say, Paka Pigulay. Pshutu says means because dam is not lachmish on mizbeach. Dam is not, you're not makir on mizbeach. So therefore it's not shaykh by paka pigula. That's subject of tesis. So the subject of tesis we understand logically. Makes a good topic. But the karenayur and the svasemes ask a pella on tesis. If we will say that by dam, we do not say paka pigula. Feed that sign that by dam we do not say paka pigula. Im Cain, we're back to the question of Ula without the answer of Ula. Right? And this dam, we'll have a big problem. Then how is it maybe a chenle de pigel? If it itself is pigel, it's already the dam itself is already mefugel. So how does it bring the carbon to pigel? When you do zrikas adam, the carbon should not be chayv mishum pigel, like Ula said. Ula proved from this to paka piguloi. It's the same proof that Ula said by Koimetz. We should also have by Dam. So big question. Karenar in the Svastanis. So to team about these questions, the Velt says, to answer these questions, so from the Sefer Milcha Shlema and Me'ila Daf Dalet, to the same Mahalach, and that's Nartuni Daina. The Gemara Daf Membeis Membeis is dealing with the Dinyan of the Avodah. Hechshav of the Avodah. Once you're at a mefagel in the beginning, mefagel b'chatzi matir, once it's already pigel in the korban, so it's not shaykh to an avoida b'kashrus. The avoida is always going to be an avoida b'psul. That was a question in the Gemara there. And that the Gemara answered, either you have to make it a kimto, dalad parim, and that gives the hechter to the avoida, or we say the meratel epigulay. Ratzel Pigulay that says that it's considered an avodas pigul. It's true, and the Gdorma of an Avodah of a carbon kosher. It's not an Avodah. But Biyachas to a carbon pigle, we look at it like a carbon, like it's Bekashrus. That's the territory of the Gemara there. Mashenkin, the question of Ula is a specific question about the Cheftza. It's not Shaykh Hakim Akhtar in the Cheftza, Cheftza which is Mefugel. Cheftza of Pigel, it's not Shaykh Hakim Akhtar in the Cheftza. And this question that Ula had is only by a Kaimetz, and it's not by Dam. Well, what's shot in this? The beer is, there's a serious chilek between muktarim and dam. A muktar, when you're malo something on the fire of the mezbeach, so it's not just good enough that it landed on the mezbeach. It needs to be put on the fire. Not only that, the fire needs to catch onto it. It's machlek is in the Gemara Menachos, the Chavav, whether it's mashla or b'miksasai, or mashla or b'rubai, in order to make a kimak tar in the cheftza. We pass in Yina Mashal or Beruba in order to matter the Shirayim. So the whole process of Akhtara is one that's not just that the Chefza was put on the Mizbeach, rather that the Chefza became a Mukhtar. It's Chalan in that it's a Mukhtar. It needs to be, in order to do that, it needs to be burnt by the fire. It needs to have a lot of burning by the fire. All this is in order that there should be a Kiyum of the process of making the chefza into a mukhtar. That's what goes on by a mukhtar. By dam, it's not that way. By dam, it's enough the dam hits the mizbeach. Nothing is to happen to dam when it gets to the mizbeach. And nothing does happen to dam. The dam, the mizbeach is a target where you're shooting your dam at, where you're aiming your dam. Aim dam at the mizbeach. In Pasha the Gemara in Zvorn Daf Tezvav is that it's enough with the Avir Mizbeach to have a Kiyum Akhtar and to have a Kiyum Zrik in the Dam. Dam does not even need to get to the Mizbeach at all. As long as it's in the airspace of the Mizbeach, that's enough for the Kiyum Zrik in Dam. The She'in came by the Mukhtar. The Mukhtar gets an Achil on the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach is eating the Mukhtar. Therefore the Mukhtar has to be there, has to be burnt a lot. There's something happening to the mukhtar. The fact that the mizbeach needs an achila of that mukhtar. By the dam, the mizbeach doesn't have any achila. By the dam, it's hitting the mizbeach, or it might not even need to hit. It's enough that it's in the avir mizbeach. I think this Yisrael explains many sugyas in Zvach. We'll get into them right now. Upon this chilek exists between Akhtara and Zrika. The Akhtara, something has to happen to the chef, so it has to become a mukhtar. Shinking by the dam, nothing happens to it. It just hit the mizbeach. It got to it. It reached its goal. The Mela, the question of Ula here is a specific question by Akhtara. When we're looking for Akhtara, it means that we need the cheft becomes a mukhtar. That's what has to happen. Ula held that is impossible. That cannot happen on something which is mefugel, something which has in it a psul. So the whole thing is screaming out that it's anti-mizbeach. It's partial to the mizbeach. So if that's what the psul of the chefza is, then it's not shaykh and akhtar in the mizbeach. The whole thing is going against the mizbeach. So can't become a mukhtar in the mizbeach. And that Ula said, the only answer to this is to say paka pigula. The only answer is that there's no more psul b'chlal. So there's no more anti-mizbeach. Nothing is holding it back from the mizbeach. Therefore, we're able to have a kiyum akhtar in the cheftza. So this whole problem is only a problem, as we said, by a mukhtar. By Adam, Ula never had shver. By Adam, even without the malach of paka pigulai, you could have dam of pigol that creates a pigol in the carbon. That was no problem. You might need to say meratzel pigulai to give it a hechshur avoida. We don't need to change the chefza at all in order to make a kiyum zrika in the karba. Only by koimetz, by muktarim, was Ula forced to say that there's some metamorphosis in the chefza at paka pigul. A big ride to this mahalach is from the Gemara in Me'ilat Daf Dalet. It's a sefer from Chashlema there is Mazbir. Gemara Mila Davdala, the Gemara there in Davgimel Mebeis has a machlokes by when you're mefagel in a early avoda by shechita or by kabbalah, and you are not yet zerik v'dam. You're in the middle of the process of that crop of the korban pigol. So there's machlokes there amorayim how to be magdir the situation right now. Do we say that really the korban is mefugel? There's pigol in the korban. Just as a tenai, that for the chi of kares, you need a zrika. Who'll be chai kares unless you're zerik v'dam, karetzos kosher, kacharetzos pasul. That's what we need a zrika. But nothing is lacking in the pigle of the carbon in its current state. That's one way to define the situation. Or do we say that no, that right now there's no pigle in the carbon. When you will be zerik, that will create, infuse the carbon with pigle. Right now, even though you can't undo what you've already done. And when you'll do all the avodas behechsher, it will be chal pigol. But right now there's not pigol. It's not a situation of pigol right now. Just by finishing the avodas, that will create pigol on the carbon. Those are two ways in the machlokes amorayim, how to touch up, how to be magdir the current situation. So the Gemara there brings a hechacha from Ula. From Ula by us, that's at Paka Bigula, says the Gemara that if you will say that until it's Karaf Amatya, until you do the Zrika, there's no pigle in the carbon. So what was Ula's problem, Bechal? What was Ula's proof? How was Ula able to prove to us that Paka Bigula? Maybe we don't say Paka Bigula, but we don't need Paka Bigula because there's no yet pigle. Until you do that Taras HaKaimetz, there's not yet pigle in the carbon. So you don't need to say paka pigula. That's the Gemara's proof. So Taitz there speaks out. And even though Vada we know the carbon is going to be pasul, there's no way to be machshir the carbon. Once you thought machshev is pigul b'shas k'mitza, there's no way to be machshir the carbon. But if we won't say that it's already chala pigul in the carbon, then there's nothing problematic. You do the alpha, you do it, and then it's chala pigul. If we say that pigul is already chal in the carbon, says Taisus, the koimetz is like afra. It's dirt. It's meaningless. It's kiman de lesodami. There's no koimetz. So when you're mocked to the koimetz, you're mocked your dirt. So how did you create pigle in the carbon? Being mocked your dirt does not make pigle. Elamai, we have to say paka pigulai. And we don't look at it as being dirt. But that's only on the tzad that is already chala pigle in the carbon. There already is a chalois pigle. So then the koimetz became dirt. But if we'll say that there's no chalais pigul in the carbon, there, it's just that when you do the zrika eventually, that will create the pigul. So then nothing is problematic. We have no question on that karavas hakoimetz. How does it make a chaim with a pigul? When you mark to the koimetz, it may be a pigul. That the Gemara there in Me'ila with the Hezbar of Tesis. So you see clearly from the Tesis and the Gemara that the question of Ula is only inside the Chefza. There's something problematic in the Chefza. The Chefza is dirt. So maybe we can say that this problem only exists by Akhtara, not by Ezrika. By Ezrika, we don't care about Absalom the Chefza. By Akhtara, where something has to happen, that it has to become a Mukhtar. It has to turn into something else than it was before, and there's the metamorphosis that happens by Dei Vaktara, then Ulat Shver, that can't happen on something which is dirt. But Andam, they never bothered him. That's the hard from Nikarim, that this is the Mahalach in the proof of Ula. Another place where you see this is the opinion of the Rambam in Perak Yurches of Sul Mukdashim Aloch HaZayin. In Rashi, the Mashmoyis of Rashi in the Mishnah here, first Rashi in the Mishnah, is that even though on a matir, you're not chayim shem pigol, like the Gemara says, but there's still a lav of psulei hamukdashim. Because, I mean, the whole carbon is pigol. Carbon is a carbon of pigol. So therefore, even though on the matir itself was nismayet, that you cannot be chayim kares for pigol, but there's still a lot of psulei hamukdashim to eat it, because it comes from a carbon which is pasul. It's no worse than if it comes from a carbon which is pasul from shalei lishma, by Pesach and Chatos. all other psulim, when the carbon becomes pasul, so when every kezayis of basar is usher to eat, because of the itzra of psula amukdash. That is their opinion. Just the Haga, that's, and this is Mukha, the Yisoy, the Bishkarov writes in Sefer, page Mem Zayin, and Mabeit, Vidapia Sefer, page 94, that in every pigle there are two psulim. One is a general psul on the carbon. The carbon became pasul, like a Pesach Shalai Lishma. But then there's a unique psul in the basar, and the basar becomes the fugal. Unique psul of pigel, and your chayv on your kares. That's a unique chalais in the basar that you have. So Mela, by the koimitz, was in the smite from the second din, that he cannot have the unique din in the basar to become a fugal for a chayv kares. But he can still have the first din of being part of a carbon which is pasul, and Mela has a lot of psul amukdash. Akuponim, that's the sheet of Rashi in the Rambam. So the Karen Eira by us, that's a very important question. That's the Karen Eira. The Gemara is looking for the nafkamin of Ula. Gemara says, what did Ula come to be mechadish? If he came to say that you're not chayiv when you eat it, anyway you're not going to be chayiv. It's a koimetz. And the koimetz is a matir. So anyway there won't be a chayiv kari to pickle. That's the Gemara's question. Says the Karen Eira, I have an answer to the Gemara's question. The nafkamina is the gabi psula mukdasha. Before that, without the paka pigulai, if it would not be for paka pigulai, then it would be usher to eat because of psula mukdasha. Now, because of the din of paka pigulai, so it doesn't have the issue of psula mukdasha mechlal. It's entirely mutter for achila. That's the question of the Karen Eira. A good question. It's matter from this question. Like the Minchas Chinuch is mistabik to say, that Paka Pigulai does not actually take care of the problem of Psula Emukdashim. That even though we see in the Gemara increases that Paka Pigulai, it's no Chiv Karis of Pigul. It only works Lagabe that. But Psula Emukdashim you still have. Harry, the carbon is the carbon which is Mefugal. So this is part of that carbon. That will never change. And Paka Pigulai will not take care of that problem. That's a suffix of the Minchas Chinuch. And from the question of the Karen Eira, it would seem like this side of the Minchas Chinuch, the issue of Psula Mukdashim always remains. But if so, there's a big question. Kushi Gadayla. If the issue of Psula Mukdashim always remains, so, if Ula had a problem, Ula's problem was, if it stays pigle, then it's not going to bring everything else to pigle. It must be that it's Paka Pigula. We see that it's not really Paka Pigula entirely. The Isra of Psula Mukdashim still stays. So why doesn't that come back? The question of Ula. If it's still possible, then how does it be a chemu de pigle? How does the carbon become a fugal on this Psula Mukdashim, on this koimetz? I mean, there stays the Psula Mechefza. It still has an Isra of Psula Mukdashim. So how does it bring the whole carbon to pigle? Elamai, it's Mukha, like we said from the Gemara in Mi'ila. The question of Ula wasn't by any psula that there is in the book. Not all psula bothered Ula. But bothered Ula was the unique psula about the koimetz, and it became like offer, like Taisa says there. It became dirt, it became worthless. Because it became a chefs of pigle. That was Ula's question. If the itzer of psula mukdashim will remain, there's no problem in that. It's not afra by having the itzer of psula mukdashim. Only the unique sort of pigles were bothered Ula. That made it like Afra. And this Ula said, it must be that Paka Pigula Mimen. That's another big, another good riot to this Yisoid. Problem of Ula was only in the din of a Mukhtar, only because it's Afra. Other psulim do not make that problem. One last point about the proof of Ula. So Mikdash David in Simen Vav has a question. In the Mishnah of Menachos in Afchafeim and Aleph says Nitma Koimetz V'Yikitiray is kosher because it's Hitzmeratzer. If the Koimetz is possible, you're makter it, so the carbon is still kosher. Since it's Meratzer, it makes the carbon kosher. Ask the Mikdash David, why do we need to say Hitzmeratzer? There's another reason why the carbon is kosher. Have you seen the Gemara by Yasin Amun Beis that the din of Paka Bihula applies not only to pigle but also to tummy? So the tumor that there was in the koimetz will be pakka when you're machter it. So that's why you can machshir the korban. You don't need to say because the tzitz meratze, even in the case when the tzitz will not be meratze, like the tzitz was broken, there's no ritzoy tzitz, but it's still be kosher because of paka tumasen imenu, paka isurim imenu. That's the question of the Mikdash David. The Mikdash David answers that there's still a psul of dichoy. In order to be meratze on the korban, it won't work because when there was tamei before you put it on the mizbeach, so there's a psul of dichoy. And therefore, it never worked for Ritzoy. Therefore, we need to come on to Ritzoy Tzitz. That's the answer that makes us David. However, Rav Nochum Pertzofitz said another answer to this question. Rav Nochum said a chabura by Poka Pigulai. It's brought down in one of the early editions of Yad Eliezer. It's also more recently reprinted in the Sefer Binyan Nochum, page Shin Ayin Ches. Rav Nochum says there, he said that the whole question of Ula was not, Ula wasn't looking for the ritzoy of a carbon kosher. Even paka pigulai will not help you to make the carbon kosher. It will just help to make the carbon roi for akrava of pigul. Nochum, as he said, that there's a different ritzoy of a carbon kosher and ritzoy of a carbon pigul. So the whole nidan of the Gemara of Ula was just looking that it should be a ritzoy of a carbon pigul. And that Ula said, paka pigulai could make it acceptable to be a carbon of pigul. But paka pigula will never make it kosher for a carbon kosher. If you're looking to actually be machshir the carbon, and that paka pigula won't work. Because lamaisa, it had a psul. Even if we take away, we get rid of the psul, we won't go back to being the original kaimetz that has the ability to be machshir for a carbon kosher. The whole problem of ula was that avada that's only is working in the realm of a carbon pigul, to be meratze for pigul. But even the natural realm, there's a problem that if there's a psul in the chefza and it's afra, then it can't have any ritzui. And that Ula said in Masi that it's paka pigulai, and therefore it can be miratza for a carbon pigul. For a carbon kosher, for that it'll never work. Yakim to the nafkaminas of the din of Ula. As we mentioned by us in the Gemara, to mavur the nafkamina of Ula, it's the gabi the din of Amir du Yalu, and even by Koimet, the palge mancha ara. We still say in Yerdu Yalu. That's Sugi by us. And the Gemara increases before another nafkamina that it's also Paka the Isser. There's no more Isser Achila on Pigel. At least Labi the Karis of Pigel. It's Paka when it's Hel Al Gabi Mizbech. So the question is, are both these things totally happen at the same time? The Pshutai, yeah. The Pshutai, when you're accurate enough that it was Paka the Pigel, Agabe, Isser Akhtara. Also, paka the isser like abi the isser achila, both of them are totally in the fact that it was niskayim baktara in the karban, in this mukter, and mele it's paka the pigo for both these nafkamins. That's b'shutay. It's mevura like this in Taisis by us. Taisis takes on, and just like the Gemara says that by paka manche ha'ara, we say paka pigulay, and you can be mala the whole thing lechatchila. So it's also paka pigul legabi the isser. And therefore Taiz asks a very big question. And the Gemara increases this mavur, that if you have an eiver, which is partially on the mizbeach, and partially off the mizbeach, so it's paka pigul only from the half, from the part that's on the mizbeach. The part that's off of the mizbeach, we do not say paka pigula. The Gemara declares that if there's roiv that is on the mizbeach, then maybe we'll say that hochu beivarim achara roiv, and it's also paka from the part that's off of the mizbeach. But this is pashut of the Gemara, that if there's no roiv on the mizbeach, it's the half and half, then if we don't say paka pigulai from the half that's off of the mizbeach. In our Gemara we see not this way. In our Gemara we see that the half of the kaimetz that was never even on the mizbeach, we still say paka pigulai. It's a very big question that Taiz asks. Taiz wants to say that the Gemara by us is referring to that you had first brought the whole kaimetz on the mizbeach, and then you took down part of it. Because it had already been there partially, because it had already been there, so then it works the Kiddush Mizbeach for time that even when it goes down. Whole Mahalach and Tesis answer this question. Akubanim, this is the Hanacha of the Tesis, that the two things are totally Habaham, the din of Paka Pigol Lagabi, the din Akhtara, and also Lagabi, the Isser Achila. However, the Mishnah Melech in Reb Chaim, in Paragimel Psulim Mugdashim Malacha Ches, Medag the Rambam argues. The Rambam there brings down the din of Yerdu Yalu. The Rambam says it's all in Meshilas Ha'ar. The one says Meshilas Ha'ar, so it's Yerdu Yalu, And even by a kohen it's pigle, we still say mir duyalu, even though it's mifras, we say mir duyalu. So there the Rambam says that the way to get to this is Meshilas Or. And yet the Rambam writes later on, in Perek Yud Ches of Psulim Mugdoshim, that for the din that Paka Pigula, like Abid Isra Achila, Rambam writes that you need Meshilas Or Berubai. You need Roiv to have been Mukhtar in order for the pigle to be Paka. This is a blatant fear in the Rambam. Here, by the Isra of course Achila, Rambam mentions Roiv. And by the din of that you can be Makhtar, the Rambam does not mention Roiv. So Elamai, the Rambam holds that these two things are Chalukim. That there's a difference between the Isra Achila and the din of Yerdu Yalu. That's Ramuch and the Rambam. So the chiluk itself needs explanation. And also the Gemara is difficult. The Gemara makes one member of Ula Paka Pigulai. And it has two different times. The Gemara by us says, what's an afkamin of Ula? If it's like Abi Isra Achila, there's no Isra by the Koinets. Elmai, like Abi the Din of Yerdu Yalu. So we already know that. The Gemara makes it all into one sukkah of Ula, of Paka Pigulo, both Lagabi the Isra Achila and Lagabi the Din Akhtar. All this needs a lot of explanation in the Rambam. So Reb Chaim explains that for the din of Yerdu Yalu, you really should not need Paka Pigulo Bechlal. You don't need to be Mafkia the Isser in order to say Yerdu Yalu. Reb Chaim proves this. Says Reb Chaim, at the din of when there's Meshilas Or, it's Yerdu Yalu. So it's before later on in the Pei, that there's a man Amar that holds even the Gabe Gidim Ve'atzamos, which when it's true that when they're connected to the Basar, we're mal of them. But if they are disconnected from the Basar, then we say that Afilum Yalu Yerdu, you take them down. But when there's Meshilas Or, so then it's Afilu Yerdu Yalu. You could bring them back up. So Meshilas Or works for Gidim Ve'atzamos. Says Reb Chaim, by Gidim Ve'atzamos, there's no psul. There's no iser to master Gidim Ve'atzamos. Just, they don't have a din Akhtara. There's no din, Pashut, they're like Kulin. There's no din to be ma'al of them, but there's no psul in them. And yet the din of Meshilas Or works by them to make them lach mesham mizbeach. Not by being mafkiya specific iser, but makes them lach mesham mizbeach. It makes them related to the mizbeach. Once they're related to the Mizbeach, so then you're ma'al of them. That's the din of Meshilas Or by Gidim Yatzamis. And the Gemara in Daf Behe is Mavur, that the Mishnah makes in one statement, includes the din of Meshilas Or both by Gidim Yatzamis and by all the Psulim. And when they have a Meshilas Or, Yerdu Yalu. Says Reb Chaim, I see from this, that in order to make the din Yerdu Yalu, you don't need to be mafkiya psul. That's not the sugya. The sugya is just once you make something shaykh to the mizbeach, then it gets the din of Yerdu Yalu. Fine. So that also works for all the psulim. So really Reb Chaim says that for the ikur din of Yerdu Yalu, we never need a paka pigulei. And the Gemara by us does not say that it does. The simple reading of the Gemara, you would have thought that the din of Yerdu Yalu by all psulim is based on the din of Paka Pigulai. But if you read the Gemara more carefully, it's not Mefurshim, the Gemara Bechlal. Rather, what the Gemara says is the following. Ula said a memra called Paka Pigulai. The Ramafkiya, the Itzar, the Psul, Aidei, the Meshilas Or. Ask the Gemara, what's the Nafkamina? If the Nafkamina is for the din of Yerdu Yalu, I don't need Ula to tell me Paka Pigulai. It works even without Paka Pigulai. It works for a simple reason. Because everything works with Meshilas Or. So why do I need the Chiddush of Ula for Paka Pigulai? It's Aleph Beis that it works. The Meshilas Or makes things connected to the Mizbeach. And that's why the din is the Afilum Yerdu Yalu. That's the way to read the Gemara. So the Gemara has never said that the Ikur din of Yerdu Yalu is based on the din of Paka Pigulai. That's why the Salah HaLamayis, you don't need it. Meshilas Or Afilu B'mixas makes it in Yerdu Yalu. By everything. So the Gemara says, back to the Gemara by us, the Gemara says, what's the nafkamin of Ula? The Gemara says, the nafkamin of Ula is by a koimitz, which is Mifras, and that we say, Yerdu Yalu. So explains to B'chaim the following. B'chaim says, two mahalachim in this, we're going with the second mahalach, and B'chaim says,
says Reb Chaim, that for a koimetz really, if we only down in the lachmi shal mizbeach by a koimetz, only the part that was actually burnt is burnt. The other part is a separate mukter. So why does that get a din of Yerdu Yalu? Other half of the koimetz. The koimetz is mifras. It's really two different muktarim. So why does also the second one get a din of Yerdu Yalu? Elamai says Reb Chaim that because in this it's niskayim haktorah hamerates the ritzui in this haktorah zakoymetz, so copy that and look at the koymetz as one. The hainu, the koymetz really has two aspects to the koymetz. One is that it's a regular mukter. Rambam writes in Perush Mishnayis that a koymetz in levoinu lemincha is keimurim lezevach. Koymetz is a mukter. You have to be makter and it has to get burnt. Like a burim has to get burnt. But a koimetz has another aspect, which is the main aspect of the koimetz, is to be a matir. So when I have a haktar and a chelik of the koimetz, do I look at that there's a kiyum haktar in the other half of the koimetz? If you look at the koimetz as a matir, then it's all one mukter. So if it's a kiyum haktar b'miksas, then it's considered a kiyum haktar in the whole thing. And the whole thing can get at the end of a mir du yalu. But if you look at the koimetz as just a mukter b'yalma, not as a matir, so then I don't see this kiyum haktara as being haktara in the whole koimetz. I only see it as being a kiyum in what was actually burnt, but not in the other part of the koimetz. That, says Reb Chaim, is the perspective on the koimetz. So kind of a tavu. If it would be for the regular din of lachmi shal mizbeach, so by all psulim, if they're really possible, they have no din haktara. But when you makter them, the mizbeach caught them. They became a mizbeach item. So it says Reb Chaim that only works on what was actually mukter. It does not work on the second half of the koimetz. But ulu is mecharish to me that there could be aktara meratzis on a koimetz. That there's a kiyum aktara that works. This kiyum aktara makes a koimetz in an oven that it's meratz. That kiyum of aktara meratzis in the koimetz, klapi that kiyum, I look at the koimetz as being one matir. So the meila, the lachmi shel mizbeach that works, and the chelik of the koimetz also made the whole thing a lachmi shel mizbeach. Because this type of aktara, ul was mechadish, that idea, the fire of the mizbeach, that only makes things work in an oifen of that they're puzzle, but they're still lachmi shel mizbeach. No. There's a way to make things, there's a way to be mached, to see things that they're actually can have a ritzui in their aktara. Even though they're pasul, this aktara can be aktara meratzis. That was the chiddush of Ula. The Mela in the din of Ula, we see that it could work to make it, to make the koimetz being one, because there's an aktara meratzis in the koimetz. Tzetzer Chaim, there's still a chiluk between the din of Paka pigol legabe iser, and paka pigol legabe aktara. Because legabe aktara, I'm only looking for the fact that it's lachmi shel mizbeach. That's the end goal. Just a lachmi shel mizbeach of a haktara meratzes makes the whole thing lachmi shel mizbeach. So it's enough with mashilas or b'miksas hakoimetz. It makes the whole koimetz into a lachmi shel mizbeach. Because it's niskayim haktara meratzes in the whole thing. But actually, mafkia the iser says Reb Chaim, that of course the iser only works and what actually gets burnt. Really, you should need haktaras kuloi to mafkia the iser. Ruboi is ki kuloi. Kalam kolay tera kuloi, ruboi ki kuloi. So when there's a kiyam haktara in the raiva koimetz, then it's considered a kiyam haktara in the whole koimetz. But in order to mafkia the iser, it's only when it actually gets burnt on the mizbeach, then I could say that process of the actual getting burnt on the mizbeach, that's what's mafkia the iser. So again, the din of hafkasa iser is totally in the whole thing getting burnt or rubai kikule. Ula said that it's shaykh such a mahalach. Why? Because it's shaykh aktar meratzis in the korban. The story of the chiddush of Ula is that it's shaykh aktar meratzis even though something is possible. This has two separate nafkaminas. One is on when anything that gets burnt was mafkia the iser. or Rubai Shiv Kakulai also works to Mafkir Itzer from the whole thing, and has another Nafkamina to say that there's a Mahalach Lach Misham Mizbeach that only works on the part that got burnt, but also works at the Teres Matir of the Kaimitz. Because in the Matir of the Kaimitz, in the Akhtar, which is Akhtar Amiratzis, you can look at the Kaimitz as being one. Nela, Divi Rambam, or Miyushavim Hatef. Lagabi Dafkorasa Isser. Ram says you need Roif. Shingin Lagabi, the din of Yerdu Yalu, it's enough with Mixas. Because the side of din of Lach Misham Mizbeach, we do not need to be Mafkia the Isser. It's enough that it's Lach Misham Mizbeach. And once in this kind of Akhtar Amiratzis, then if the Prats of Akhtar Amiratzis, copy that type of Akhtar, the whole Kaimitz is one. So it's enough that Akhtar b'mixas that Kaimitz, because it's still a process of the Akhtar Amiratzis, and therefore the whole Kaimitz is Yalim. That's the Mahalach in the Rambam. And Reb Chaim concludes that with this, it's a Miyush and Hatev, the question that Taisus asks. The Sirus HaSugiyos, from the Gemara in Zvachim to the Gemara in Krisus. And the Gemara in Zvachim is Mavur, that we say, Paka Pigula, even from the half on the ground, by the Kaimetz. And the Gemara in Krisus says, that whatever is off the Mizbeach, we do not say, Paka Pigula. Answers Reb Chaim. Nifla. The Gemara in Zvachim is talking about the din of Akhtara. And the Gemara in Krisus is talking about the din of Afkasa Isser, of the Isser Achila. So if it's a mafkir, it's rachila, we need to mafkir the whole thing. Or ruboy shu kikulay. Mashayim kain. To be mafkir the itzrak, the dirak tara. We don't need to mafkir the itzrak dafka. It's enough that it's in the sky mark tara meratzis in the koimetz. And klapi that I look at the koimetz as being one. And therefore I do not need all koimetz to be on the mizbeach. Ad kan bir Reb Chaim hanifloyim. Bir Dibar Hambam. And the way to answer the sugyas. So that's the opinion of the Rambam. But as you said, Taisus argues, Taisus holds that they're all telling the same thing. That both the Afkav of Isra Achila and the Din Akhtar are all telling the same thing. Pshut Taisus holds. It says, Mafkir the Din, the Isra Achila. It's also because it became Lach Misham Mizbeach. So if Paka Pigula works to make a Lach Misham Mizbeach, whenever it works to make a Lach Misham Mizbeach, Gabi the Din Akhtar, it also makes Lach Misham Mizbeach, the Gabi the Afka of the Isser Achila. Another related point, the Chazon Ish, Simin Yotes, if Katan Lama Gimel asks, that we paskin, Marn Menachos Abchavav, that the claimant is Matya Shirayim, is Matya on the Karban, when it's Mashla or Beruba. So ask the Chazon Ish, so when you put the claimant on the Mizbeach, the claimant of Pigel, it's not going to yet be the Paka Pigula until there's a Kiyum Ritu in the Karban. Until you get to Raiv, then you don't have a Ritu in the Karban, so it will not be Paka Pigula. So when the Kaimetz is first being burnt, at the beginning of the burning of the Kaimetz, it's not yet Paka Pigula. And when you finally get to Raiv, when it is Paka Pigula, but some of the Kaimetz is missing, was already burnt, so it's a Kaimetz HaChotzer. So how is this Kaimetz Pigul, maybe a Chayim Lidei Pigul? At the beginning, it was not yet Paka Pigula. Ula told us you need to be Paka Pigula in order to maybe Achayim Lidei Pigul. At the beginning of the process, it was not yet Paka Pigula. And when you got to Rav and it's Paka Pigula, at that time, there's no more, the Kaimis is lacking something. That's the question of the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish answers that it's Paka L'mafreya. Once you get to Rav, so it's Paka L'mafreya from the beginning of the Akhtar. That's Malach of the Chazon Ish. So I thought that the Rambam, the question of the Chazon Ish is not Shver Bechlau. Because the Rambam, for the din of Yerdu Yalu, Kavi the din Akhtara, it's enough with the Mashiach, let's over mix us. We only need Roiv for the din for Paka Pigula for the Isser. But when you're marking the Koimetz, already the beginning, gets a din, the whole thing is Yalu. So Neila, it's fine, you don't have to say it's Paka Mafreya. As soon as you're malit, the whole thing becomes a mukter. But the filafkasa is, sir, that you need rife. That's what I thought. But I think that's a mistake. Because Ula told us that if it won't be paka the isser, then it won't be made the achem the day pigo. As we spoke about at the beginning of this year, that if it's afra, the claim is offer, then it's not shaykh or ritzu pickle. So it's not good enough for the din to be maybe achem with a pickle. It's not good enough that the whole thing is lachem isham is beach. That only works to give it a din akhtara. But it's still afra, like Reb Chaim says, that even though it's puzzle, it could still have a din lachem isham is beach. So for all other things, you just want a kiyum akhtara, ba'alma, from Mizbeach Makadesh, that is enough with Lach Mesham Mizbeach. But for the requirements of Pigel, in order to make that it has a din, that it should be Meratze, Akhtar Meratze is in the Karban, to be Machshir, the whole thing, Lidei Pigel, that is considered as a Karbu Matirov, and that we need a Fkasa Isser. That's what Ula says, to make it no longer Afra. So I believe that even with either Rambam, you have to deal with the question in the Chazanish. You can't say that the Fidur Rambam it's Miyoshev. You can be doing that because it's Svara Nechayna, the Inyan Zeh. Another Choshem Mekuda in the Inyan of Paka Pigulay is the question of Rabbi Kiveger. Kiveger asks Abam Kasha and Gemara and Krisus. In Gemara and Krisus, Mavur, that we can't have Pigul and Noisra Bechad Ever. Because Noisra is only Shayech and something which is roi laktara. And pigle, because it's already apostle, so it has no din of achila or aktara, so it can never become noisri. So Mar says, why not? Why don't we talk about that you had a neighbor of pigle, your malam is mizbeach, and it's paka pigulai, and you can be chayim mishum noisir. So at least in one carbon, we can have pigle and noisir. It's true, not in the same aver, but at least in one carbon, we can have pigle and noisir. That's the sugya there. Ask Rabbi Kiveger that on that aver that was paka pigulay, why it would be chayv later on mishum nicer? Even when you leave it over to the next day and it became nicer, you still won't be chayv mishum nicer. Right? The Gemara is mavur in zvachim daf mem gimel mepes. It's good by us. That just like by pigo we say paka pigulay. Also, like abe nicer we say paka iser mine. By nicer and tame we say the iser is paka. So if once something became a mukter and it became lachem isham mizbeach and it was pocket the pigol, so the mela, it's also it'll never be chayv later on mishum noiser. That's Rabbi Kiveger's question. Says Rabbi Kiveger, the doichak lechalik that pocket biguli only works on tulim that it had previously, but if it gets nisal afterwards, after you put on the mizbeach, if it will later on get pasul, then we do not say pocket biguli. That's a doichak, Rabbi Kiveger says. However, the Chayk Nosson and the Taras HaKodesh by us in Zvachim, they do say the Schilik of Rabbi Kiveger. They say that Paka Pigulay only works on previous things and not on what's going to happen afterwards. Kanira, there's a Machlekes here what the Gedra of Paka Pigulay is. Rabbi Kiveger understood that Paka Pigulay is because of the Cheftza became Shaykh to the Mizbeach. It became Mizbeachtik. So once it's part of the Mizbeach Kilu, that it's not Shaykh anymore Psula. It's already Kariv Lashem. It's not Shaykh anymore Psula. The Cheftza, it became a Mukta. So in Kain, there's no nafkamina between a Psula that happens before, Psula that happens after. And something which is part, which is Lach Mishal Mizbeach, it's not Shaykh any Psula. That is Mahalach of Rabbi Kiveger. However, the Chayk Nosa and the Taras HaKodesh can hear held not this way. That the process of burning something on the Mizbeach, that's what's machshir it. Ayedei the fact that you burnt it, so bad that it became a mukter, it also is mafkir the isser. This process is gufa, a mahalach, a process of having the Mizbeach accept things. The way it accepts things is by getting rid of the psulim, and now they accept them. Now the Mizbeach is ready to accept it. But I get you the Torah itself is mafkia. Not that it became a mukter, but the maisa aktar is mafkia. Memela, this only applies to a thing that psulim happened before, because then the maisa aktar can be mafkia then. But on psulim that happens later on, so that will not be mafkia. Akupana now is the mahalach of the Chikinosin and the Taras HaKodesh to answer Rabbi Kiveger's question. But the Tzayim Kachim and the Panim Meiris by us see a different answer to the question. They also agreed with the Rabbi Kiveger that a new psul will not be chal. So what do we do with the sugya in Krisus? They say, Achidush Gadol Meod, that for pigle, it's enough to put something on the mizbeach. Even before it gets burnt, once you put it on the mizbeach, it's already paka of the pigle. Masha'in came by the other psulim, by Noiser and Tamei and other psulim, there needs to get burnt in order to mafkiya this. So Mamela, the Sugya increases, is talking about you just put it on the mizbeach. That was already enough to mafkiya pigle, and it could be chalon and Noiser. The only time that we find the Noiser as paka is when you're makter roif. That's their way to answer this question. But about it, it needs tremendous explanation. Why should pigle be different than Noiser? Why do we get to this chiluk? They're all one dit. So Bambas in the Shita Mekubetzes on Memgimom and Beis Ois Beis ask the Shita, and how does the Gemara know that also pigle and Noiser are tar poka, the psul, aide Mishila Sor? Harry Ul only proved it to us from pigle. In Enoi, that was the proof of Ula. So how do we know by Noiser and Tamei? So at first the Shita says things to say. Maybe it's a Svara. Without any proofs. Lach Mashem Mizbech itself is enough to be Mafkia Psula. Says the Shita. And no. If that were to be the case, then why did Ula not say that? Why did Ula need to bring a proof? Maybe I came a day pigle. Ula could have said simple because it's lachmash on mizbeach. Elamai says the Shita. Lachmash on mizbeach is not good enough. That is tzvar itself. It must be that really we need the limud of pigle. But it's a gilui milsa bialma. We learn that Neser and Tomei from pigle. That's the terror to the Shita. So kemiduma that the Tzayin Kachim, we said the Tzayin Kachim also is a difference between pigle and Neser and Tomei. So obviously he holds that Noiser and Tomei are not learned from a mamati, but from pigle, because they're taka chaluk. So it seems that rather the Tzayin Kachim learn like the first Tzayin to the Shita. First Tzayin to the Shita is that we know Noiser and Tomei works because Rilach Masham is Beach. So I asked the Shita, why do we need the Afus of Ula? So it could be that the Tzayin Kachim held that the Afus of Ula works even before it became Rilach Masham is Beach. Just by that itself, that you put it on the Mizbeach, that works enough to mafkia bidei pigle. There's a svarach itzayin. We know everything works once it becomes lach mosham mizbeach. Ula can tell me the added chiddush that by pigle, just putting on the mizbeach itself works to mafkia the psul of pigle. That's the chayyad and kachim learned, and that's why these two dinim are chaluk zemizet. We have to know though, Levitas and Kachim, how did Ula prove that pigle wasn't different? Maybe pigle works the same way the Noiser and Tomei work. It became Lach Mosham Mizbeach. Even though pigle needs a ritzui, it's to be made a chem le day pigle. But we'll have that once you put it on the fire. So then it'll be paka the iser, like by Noiser and Tomei. And Mimela, it could be made a chem le day pigle. So who told Ula that by pigle it has to be paka earlier? Even by putting on the mizbeach itself. That's the point that needs explanation for the Tzayin Kachim. Another hara here in the Din of Paka Pigulai is the Shita of Rashi. That it seems from Rashi in two places that Rashi holds that Paka Pigulai does not work Lagabi Isser. Only Lagabi the Din of Akhtar. Not Lagabi the Isser Achila. Where does this come from? Rashi in Menachos Daf Yudalit is the first place. There the Gemara quotes the Mishnah by us, that a koimitzum levoina, in chayovin lein mishum pigol, cause it's a matya. Asks Rashi that why do we need to say that it's a matya? There's another reason why it shouldn't be chay mishum pigol. Pigol has a tenai of karov matirov. You need to be makir everything, or you need to be, can finish the dalit avoidas, in order to be chay mishum pigol. So by the koimetz, manashach, if you're not yet maktirit, then it's not karvu matirov. And after you're maktirit, so then it's karvu matirov, but it's not here anymore. It's not around. So how could you, why do we need a chiddush to say that you're not chayim mishum pigol? Because it's a matir. This is the question of Rashi. Answers Rashi, that it was mashal by a or, so it's still enough to be called a karvu matirav, but yet it's still around, so you could have been chayim mishum pigul, and that's why we need the Mishnah to say that you're not chayim mishum pigul. Ad kan divrei Rashi. Asks Teizan Rashi, a pella. Hare paka pigulay. If it's a Mashiach Zohar, and it's paka pigulay, so even if there would be chiyuv of, either there would be a chiyuv on matirim, but once it's paka pigulay, it's Mashiach Zohar, it's paka pigulay, so you'll no longer be chayim. And says Teizan, don't think paka pigulay is only the Gabi Akhtara, even the Gabi, but not the Gabi Achila, because before in the Gemara in Krisos, it worked even the Gabi Achila. That's the question of Teizan Rashi. But from Riyato, we've seen from Rashi, that Rashi holds that it does not work l'gabe dini achila. It only works l'gabe dini akhtara. And you have another place that's mefurish in Rashi like this, tochayra. Mefurish in Rashi, to make this chiluk between achila and akhtara. Is Rashi by Yosir and Zvachim on Mem Gimel Mem Beis. When the Gemara says that pigol meiser and tome, kevan shehelon, reishan is veach, so, kevan shemashal ben or, sorry, it's paka yisur mehim. Says Rashi, Paka Isur Mehem, Isur Pigol Akida Moron, Shim Yered Yale. The Isur Nasir Vitome, Nami Lohi Paka, Shloyes Chaiva Oichloy Midi. So by Pigol it works, Rabbi that it's Yered Yale. And by Nasir Vitome it works, even for the fact that it's Paka the Isur Achil. Mashma Ladi and Rashi, that by Pigol, it's not Paka the Isur Achil. That's much more. So Rashi, Rashi is it's not before Rashi. Rashi says that pigol is the gabi din achtara, and Ezra and Tomei also the gabi din achila. Rashi that pigol does not work the gabi din achila. So the Bach has already medaked this in Rashi and the Goyis here on the Gimel and Beis, and he brings some Rashi Menachas also before like this. Rashi holds the gabi pigol, it's not makia the iser achila only gabi din achtara. So that seems very clear, that's Shita Rashi. But it's a pella number one from the Gemara Krisos. And number two, it needs explanation. Why by Neutra and Tomei Diyar works the Gabi Achila? And by Pigol does not work the Gabi Achila. Maishna. So Rav Nochum was Mazbir in the Chabura we mentioned earlier, which is part of the Sefer Binyan Nochum. Nochum was Mazbir. That by Pigol is different. Pigol, that the Basra is Chai Mishan Pigol, is because it's a chelik of a carbon pigle. Because you're a mefagel and dalet avoidus. That made the carbon pigle. And therefore you're chayv on the carbon mishum pigle. So it doesn't help to mafkia the iser on a specific piece of meat. Because the whole carbon is a carbon mefugah. It gets chayv pigle from being a chelik of the carbon. Not because it itself has something else chal in it. Neiser and Tomei is a specific act that happened to them. So you can mafkia the iser on this piece of meat itself. A pigle, so that's a claw on the whole carbon. So that you can never be mafkia. What's with the Gemara in Krisos? Says Sedra Mochum. The Gemara in Krisos is not unfortunate in the Gemara that it's Pakad Isra Achila. The Gemara's problem was that you can't be chayv and noisar on something which has no din akhtara. Answers the Gemara that it's Pakad Pigulay. So Mela now gets a din akhtara. And then, it could be chayv mishum noiser. But we never see in the Gemara that it's paka the iser achila. That's Rav Nochum explained the Gemara in Krisos, and explained the Shitas Rashi. However, they bring down there in the Sefer, that, in Ara, that Rav Chaim Kamil asked Rav Nochum, during the Chabura, that it's so sharp in the Gemara in Krisos. Cause, the Gemara in Krisos says, you can't find pigul and noiser in Bechad Eiver. Because if we paka piguloi, as you could be chayim shem noiser, but we don't be chayim shem pigul. Hey, lefir of Nochum, you can find the Bechad Eiver. Because paka piguloi only works with afkia, the dinaktara. But this rachil always stays. Therefore, you can have pigul and noiser, Bechad Eiver. From the Gemara there, from the Gemara. That we say paka piguloi, even the gabi pigul, the gabi the iser. Rashi says not that way. Pella. Don't have a yishuv on the Rashi, on Gimel and Beis, I don't have a yishuv. Klapit Iker B'shad and Rashi in Menuchis. Rashi holds by the Koimetz. Seems from Rashi that there does not work like Abid Isra Achila. So in that Reb Chaim Kamil explained that By the koimitz, we won't be part of this rachila. Because the koimitz is the matir of a carbon pigle, and the whole carbon is pigle, so it has to be the koimitz also has an iser pigle. By an aver, the Gemara increases, is talking about an aver, and that it could be part of the iser. But on a koimitz, which is the matir of a carbon pigle, so if the whole carbon is pigle, then also the koimitz has to be pigle, has to have an iser of pigle. One last point here. By the din that tomei, but also by tomei, we say it's pakah the iser. So the Gemara asks on the base that the mizbeach mikveh tayra, and so the Gemara mashal ben hor. So the question that the achrayim are bothered by a question that the mizbeach lahar doesn't make things tar, like the Gemara says, it's not a mikveh tayra. It makes things lachmish on mizbeach, but it's not a mikveh. Also, the food is not shayich a mikveh. Food never has tayra. So the basar is always going to stay betumasi. So how do we say paka pigula has paka the iser from it? Once it's the tum is there, mela it has the iser. Noisar, the whole thing that it has is an iser. Pigul it has an iser. So you can mafki the iser, they malach masham is beach. But tome, its iser is stems from the fact that it's tome. And the tumma stays around. So the tumma stays around, then mela also, then will have an iser. How could you be mechalik? I had three drachim in the achrayim how to deal with this question. In the Minchas Chinuch, in the end of mitzvah, Kuf Memhei, it seems that he understood that the tumah itself is paka. It's true, the Gemara says that Mizbech is not a mikveh taira. The Gemara says that before he got to Mishilah Sa'ur, once we get to Mishilah Sa'ur, and that process makes something into lach Misham Mizbech. It makes it that it's acceptable by the Mizbech, it's mafkiya the Isser. The way that it's mafkiya the Isser is by being mafkia the tumma also. So it's actually mafkia the tumma. There's no more tumma. And memela, it makes lach masham mizbech. I'm putting in a few words to explain the minchas hinuch. The minchas hinuch before that the tumma is paka. We want to explain that in order to mafkia the isser, you need to mafkia the tumma. As bakorach also the tumma is paka. That's the malach of the minchas hinuch. The chazonish, in simon yud beis of katan yud, says no. Even though the tumah stays around, mizbech is not a mikvah. Tumah stays around, but the psul, you can mafkia the psul. It's not automatic. Something that's tumah is also pasul. That's a din. The mizbech is not mekabel something that's tumah. The tumah creates a tumah in the chefza. It can be tumah other things. It also creates a psul agabi mizbech. So we're able to mafkia the psul of the mizbech, even though the tumah stays around. Something could be tummy dini tumah of a taira, but that doesn't automatically make apostles in dini mizbeach. And that we could be mafkia. That's the malach of the chazonish. And the third malach I found in the shurim of Rabbi David Soloveitchik. David was bothered by this question that once it's that mizbeach can mafkia the tumah, and once it's tummy, it's a meila going to be puzzle. So how do we explain the Gemara? Says Rav David, we're talking about a case when it's something that has a psul tuma, but it's not tummy mamish. Like chibas hakodesh. That's chibas hakodesh machshir oson, and it creates a psul tuma, but it doesn't create actual tuma itself. Gemara says in chulin that it can be tummy other things by chibas hakodesh. So chibas hakodesh creates a psul tuma, but it doesn't create tuma mamish. So now, we could say that the mizbeach works, mizbeach is machshiret, it gets rid of the psul tumma, because here it only had a psul, it never had tumma mamish. That's the three mahalchim that I found clapping this question. Takoponim, today we saw a lot of Yesedis in the union of paka pigulai. First we dealt with the chach of ula, that ula was only mechiach from the fact that it's afra, that's what bothered him, but the avoida was not shver, and now he's a meratzel of pigulai. The fact that it became afras or bothered ula, and bakarach it's paka pigulai. We spoke about the naftamin it's a paka pigulai, gabi the iser, and lagabe the din of yalal and the beach, and tells him before the tolis that is that the ram is mechalik, that for the afkosa iser you need roiv, for the din of yalal it's enough with the mixas. So Rabbi Chaim's explanation in that. We dealt with the question of Rabbi Kiveger, and Gemara in Krisus, that it's paka pigul and it's chayil and it noiser. How could it be chal noiser? Why don't we say pakar pigula and pakar isher also the gabi noiser? We dealt with the sheet of Rashi that it seems that Rashi holds that of course pigul does not work for the gabi isher achila only gabi the din haktara. This question the share from the Gemara increases. And in the end, we dealt with the question of by tumah, how is it pakar the isher if the tumah stays around? That's the topics that we dealt with in today's shir. Ad kan.
You have been listening to a shir from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in shas, including Mara Mekleimus on each shir, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.